GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and continuing coverage is, well, Portland's under a timeline to get the migrants that have immigrated to Maine or that have arrived seeking asylum to housing because the Red Claws come back and they've got to clear out the Portland Expo on Thursday. State Representative Will Toole, the Republican of East Machias. We talked about you yesterday, Will, and we wanted to talk with you today. Thanks for dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you guys for having me this morning.
It's always nice to talk to you, Will. It's been kind of for reporters, a mishmash trying to get to the bottom of this. You suggested there was a rumor that the University of Maine Machias was taking in 50 to 75 refugee families. We've heard kind of conflicting reports. What is the status, as we say in the business, on the ground?
So when this whole thing started, it started about 3 weeks ago. There was a Facebook post by a UMM employee alleging that the campus was in discussions to bring in 50 to 75 families. And this was posted, it was in the evening. Within 2 hours of it being posted, I reached out to Samantha Warren at the University Systems, which has direct oversight of UMM and Orono, the campus that UMM is a satellite of. And those folks didn't know anything about it, were totally surprised that this Facebook post had come up, and couldn't believe it. Well, long story short, it later came out within a day that UMM had been asked, as along with other places around the state, by Maine Housing, to see what their housing capacity was. And I know I've spoken with other legislators that have had inquiries in their areas as well, same general basic inquiries about what are your housing situation, because of Portland's situation. So that's how a Facebook post can lead to a great big controversy.
Well, I guess you referred to it initially as a rumor. Vince Reed, the aforementioned employee, facilities manager at the University of Maine Machias, has posted additional information on his Facebook page about it. Do you still consider this a rumor, Will?
I consider it, and I do, because he had the opportunity the following day to talk with the local media, and for whatever reason chose not to. That's his business. I'm not getting into that, but it would seem to me that if somebody were serious and were wanting to be accountable publicly, that's something that they would do. I mean, I can just imagine what you guys would be saying if I had refused to come on here this morning.
No, we got people that refuse to come on our show all the time. We don't say anything about them, though.
The point is, if you're going to say something, then you've got to be accountable publicly for it. So,
I'm going to come back to that in a second.
It stands to reason to me, at least the Maine Housing, forgetting how the immigrants got there, they're obviously got to go somewhere. And Maine Housing, it seems to me logical, would send out notifications. What have you got? And try to assess what's available. Now, Senate Hall, I guess, is the one that they kind of looked at, because University of Maine Machias apparently is not using it, and that is a possibility. Is that fair?
That they were certainly asked, as were other places around the state. I would add that in a lot of ways, this would be very unfeasible and unwise. Mainly because college is starting up here in about 2 or 3 weeks, and the people that UMM are going to be welcoming are going to be students. And they're going to be having some students. Their enrollment is up roughly 10 to 12% when I spoke with the university system. Also spoke with the University of Maine president when she and the chancellor came to campus the week after this whole thing sort of hit. They came on a visit to see the campus and whatnot, and meet with staff and talk about things going on there. And there's a lot of opportunity going on at UMM. There's a lot more that needs to be done and a lot more that's going to be done in years to come. But I certainly think that Their priority is students. And they made it clear that they really don't even have the resources for anything but the students, and went so far as to say that the legislature didn't give them their full request in the budget this year, and that potentially, I even hate to say this, but potentially there could be a tuition change if something isn't done next year. So I don't know what to make of it, but all I will say is that they're pretty stretched as it is. So,
following up with State Representative Will Toole, the Republican of East Machias, on the, using the GHRT air quotes here, the rumor the state considered housing asylum seekers at UMaine Machias. In our conversation yesterday, other listeners chiming in, some working at Dorothea Dixon Bangor and being notified or telling us that they were notified that there was a similar review of available housing. I want to go back just for a moment, just to offer a clarification, not to press you on this point, Will, but Vince Reed, the facilities manager at the University of Machias, maybe not wanting to go on a television station or go on a radio station, but still bold enough, I'll say, to use his social media platforms as an opportunity to express concern. And this is one thing that he posted subsequent. This was in the Washington County Republicans thread, and I think you might have seen this. I'm quoting Vince Reed here on what he posted. And this has to do with Andrew Egan, the vice president for academic affairs and the head of campus at the University of Maine at Machias, going through Senate Hall. Vince Reed says he was there with him. And Vince Reed writes of the account, "Where my concern got real, UMaine Machias, when presented to Andrew Egan that there is just not enough showers for them at Senate Hall," them referring to possible migrants coming and living there, Egan stated, and Vince Reed quotes Egan as saying, quote, "They are used to washing out of buckets anyway," closed quote. And when presented the rooms, and there are only set up to house two students, Egan stated, quote, "We can set up bunk beds." The reason I share that, trusting Vince Reed being bold enough to continue to share his thoughts in a platform, maybe not a television station, maybe not a radio station, Will, but on a social media platform. If he shares that of what Andrew Egan, the vice president for academic affairs and the head of campus at the University of Maine at Machias, was doing, but for you to be able to call the chancellor's office and for them to say we know nothing about it, there's a serious disconnect there, Will.
Well, I would say that if what he was alleged to have said, and I don't know what he said or he didn't say, but honestly, I mean, nobody will ever know because it's second or third hand. There's no recording of it. There's nothing of that nature. But I will say that if that were said, that would truly explode if there were actual evidence of it. So. And I would also say that, too, that social media, the bar is a lot lower than it is for regular media. And it's one of the reasons we have a lot of the problems we do in this country today is because people have nothing better to do than be on social media. Now, I'm as guilty of it as anybody. So
I hear George laughing. Just because it's on social media doesn't mean it's not true, though.
No, it doesn't.
No, what okay. It means when it's on social media is to double check, then check again, then check again.
Well, here's a guy risking his job as facilities manager at the University of Maine Machias, not once, but then following up twice to share this concern. And his concern is, should locals get a say?
And I believe they should. I absolutely believe they should. I believe that, and the university system was clear that if anything were going to happen, that it would be a public discussion, that it would have to go through, not only that, it would have to go through Orono and the UMaine Systems Office. It wouldn't just be a UMaine Machias thing, because UMaine Machias is a satellite campus of Orono. So for there to be a disconnect, I can see that there'd be a disconnect because nothing had ever even got to that point. Nothing had been decided. Nothing had really been discussed. Nothing had been discussed, so that to me is the disconnect, and I certainly think that here we are 2 days before the 15th, and nothing has happened. They're not going to just flip a switch and put 50 to 75 families, or however many families, into that campus 2 weeks before camp 2 weeks before college starts. And honestly, I don't know what the Red Claws are going to do, but I can hardly imagine that, let's say they did kick 130 people or however many are left there out. That would really blow up on social media and everybody with an opinion. That would be a lot of negative publicity for the Red Claws. I'm not going to say that that's what that they're going to. They want to avoid that situation, but I wonder where they're at with this whole thing.
Well,
if we get past the 15.
I'm not sure what the Maine State Housing Authority is doing. We haven't talked to them directly.
Do you want to mention to him that Ethan Strimling will be on tomorrow at 7:32?
Okay. We have Ethan Strimling coming on tomorrow, so we're going to get a little update from the mayor, which Rick has worked on getting Ethan on the program. So,
he only agreed to come on because of your name.
Right. So,
I'm not making that up.
So what's going to happen here is that there has to be somebody has a plan somewhere. We just don't know what it is yet. I think you're absolutely correct. They're not going to walk in there and throw 150 people out in the street. Nobody's going to do
and
that.
I don't think there. I think if there were a plan, and I don't think there is one, which is one of the real problems with this whole thing, regardless of what your thoughts on immigration are, there is no plan, and it is a huge. It's going to be a huge hit to any community resources wise. That's why housing is hard. Is because it's complicated and multi-layered. And whether it's this kind of housing or elderly housing or whatever, I mean, how many years did it take to finally get the senior housing bonds released? And granted, there were a few issues there with administrations, but still, housing is not an easy thing, and you don't pull it together in a few days or weeks. And I'd be surprised if they were out of there by August 15th, and I'd be surprised if they are out of there. Where they're going really is, I don't know, but... You know, there has got to be a lot more of a plan than what there has been to this point.
The other plan might be, I understand the Salvation Army has a gym or something that could handle most of them, but we're not in Portland, so I can't say that that's a fact.
Right.
But I heard that they had some options if they had to move them and didn't have permanent housing for them.
Well, right. Underlying all of this is a concern. I don't know if George has it, but I bet he does. Underlying all of this is we've been privileged to have you on our program, and you do work very hard for your constituents in Washington County.
I try.
What concerns us is that when a respected lawmaker, I'm not trying to throw compliments at, I'm not doing that for any other reason, but I'm just stating what is fact. If what Vince Reed has suggested is true, when a responsible lawmaker calls and seeks answers for something that is so going to impact his community, when he calls and doesn't get a factual response or a true response based on what we're now hearing concerning Andrew Egan and such, now I'm concerned.
Okay.
Are you concerned that you did not get a truthful response from the chancellor's office?
No, I'm not, because let's just say... That, I mean, I've known Samantha Warren. I've known those folks. I've talked to those folks many times. I've spoken with them for a couple of hours on the phone over this thing. I've spoken with her for a period of time over it, as well as Joan Farini Monday at Orono about this. And as far as these allegations as to what Andrew Egan may or may not have said, I guess the only two people that will know what he said, sort of, it's a he said, she said situation, and we have a lot of that going on, and I guess that would be a matter for those two parties to work out themselves. And if indeed that was said, I would think that the university system would want to have a look into that. But there's just one person who says that may have been said. So,
okay.
We've been through that. We went through that last fall on a national level. We've gone through it time and time again on many different levels. And it just, this is how things like this is how invasive these rumors and conspiracy theories and things can go. But I guess I would say that if something like this were going to happen, the first thing I would do is somebody having knowledge of it would be to privately contact the legislators in the area, and they were tagged in this post, or many of them were tagged, privately contact them, see what they could find out, see where it goes within a day or two, and see what comes from that before just putting something out on social media.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.